This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Tonight we're learning an amazing Gemara on Daf Nun in Masechta Nedarim, the story of Rabbi Akiva. And I think we've pointed out that Rabbi Akiva, who's the only person who knew the Shar Nun, the story of him is going to be on Daf Nun. Okay. Now, it's interesting. When it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah, there's Machlekes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. Sukkah is Mamish or Anane Akavit. Rabbi Akiva, according to the standard version, holds that it's Sukkah is Mamish. Rabbi Lezer says it's Anane Akavit. But there are other versions that it's the other way around. Here we go. Rabbi Akiva is Kadesh Le Barate de Kalbasva. Rabbi Akiva married the daughter of Kalba Savua. Kalba Savua was a very rich person. He was called Kalba Savua because anyone who came in hungry like a dog entered satisfied. And Rabbi Akiva did Kedushin to her. He was not happy. Shama Kalba Savua. Kalba Savua heard. And basically, he asered him v'hana. Adre hana mikol nechse. He asered her and hana from all of his estate. Now, by the way, you can understand this. Especially a wealthy people. Everybody is concerned about who marries the daughter, especially wealthy people. Because who marries their daughter is who gets their money, basically. So there's always suspicion. Anytime a guy marries the daughter of a wealthy guy, the father-in-law is always suspicious. Maybe he's marrying the money, right? But especially here, where he's a complete Am Haaretz. So he made a neder. He said, okay, you want to marry my daughter? You're not getting anything from me. He assured her to get enough from all of his estate. Azla, she went, vin sabasle besisva, and she did nesuin to him in the winter. They had nothing to sleep on. They didn't even have sukkah beds. Now, the truth is, even stores don't have sukkah beds anymore because they're already out of them. But they didn't even have a sukkah bed. What did they sleep on? Havaganu beitivna. They slept in a storehouse of tevin, of straw. Now, when she woke up in the morning, she had straw in her hair. Have a ganu be, okay, have a kominaket le tivna min mazie. She, Rabbi Akiva, would pick out the straw from her hair. Amar Allah, he said to her, Ihavali, if I had the money, Ramina lech Yerushalayim de Dahava, I would put on you a Jerusalem of gold. I would give you a ornament that has etched in and carved into it Yerushalayim shel Zahav. That was a special ornament that wealthy women would wear. It was like a crown that had the topography, the landscape of Yerushalayim etched into it. He said, if only I could provide you with that. Asa Elio. Eliyahu came, idmi lahain ke'anasha, he appeared like a person, but kakaya baba, he was calling by the door. Amar lahu, he said, havali porta divna, please give me a little bit of straw. The yaldis itzi, my wife gave birth, v'lesle midam laguna, she has nothing to lie down on. Amar lahu, Rabbi Kiva, said, le'in to say to his wife, chazi gavra da afilu tivna lo isla, look, we're not so poor. Here's a guy, he doesn't even have straw. As it is well known that wealth and poverty is relative. It's always relative. If you live on a poor block and you have the nicest house, you think you're an Oysher Muflag. If you live in a mansion, but the two people on both sides of you, their mansion is bigger, you think you're an Aniv Evyoin. So this was a very easy consolation for Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva saw someone who didn't even have straw. Excellent.
Why was he zeichet to see Elio at this stage?
Why was Rabbi Akiva zeichet to see Eliyahu? You know what? Maybe she was zeichet to see, right? Because think about it. Why did she marry him? She married him. She gave up all the wealthy. She could have married the biggest Mitsuyan in Lakewood, you know, but she saw something about him that he had the potential. So she basically gave up Malay Kesev Zahav for to groom the future Gadol Hadar. And you know what? She bet right.
Right.
She bet right. So think she gave it all up for the sake of Torah. And maybe it was in her zechus. Yeah, it's an interesting question, right? Maybe it was in her zechus. Think about, she gave it all up, and she's lying in dirt, she's lying in straw. He has to pick out the straw. And Akiva said, if I could, I would give you Yushalayim Shel Zahav. So that means she deserves that at least. Okay. Amrulay, she said to him, Zil Havi Beirav, go to attend the house of the Rebbe. Go to the yeshiva. Azal, he went Tarte Sre Shnin for 12 years. Tamed Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yeshua. Before Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua. He went for 12 years before Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua. L'mishlam tarti srei shnin. Okay, sorry. L'mishlam tarti srei shnin. Now he went to learn from Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua. And when the 12 years were over, ka'asi l'beisei, he came home. He was coming home. Shama min achar beisei, heard from behind his house, dekamer leichad rasha l'debisu, that a certain wicked person said to his wife, Shapir avilach avach, your father did good, namely that he made a neder, because this guy is an oisvarf, chadalo deloy damilach. Number one, he is not comparable to you. He's not on your level. You're much more prestigious than him. And number two, va'oid, Shavkach Armelos Chayos Kulanshin. He left you like a living widow all these years. Amrulay, she said to him, Itzasu didi, if he would have listened to me, or if he would listen to me, Levitarti Sreishnin Achar Naisa, he would go for another 12 years. Amar, so Rabbi Kiva said, Ho vi obviously the Rishusa, since she gives me Rishus, Ihader la achare, I'm gonna go back. So Hadarazo, he went back. Havatarti Sreishni Achar Naisa, and he learned for another 12 years. And as Reb Chaim Shmulevitz famously learns, he did not even stop to say, thank you so much. How is the bar mitzvah without me? How is PTA without me? Okay. Asa be'esrin ve'arba alfin zugi tamidi. At the end of 24 years, he came back with 24,000 pairs of talmidim. As you remember, in Yevamos, and the more famous story is he came back with a total of 24,000 students, yeah? Nafuk kuliyam al ape. The whole world went to greet him. Va'af hi kamas le baglape. She also got up to greet him. Amar lahu rashia. So the wicked person said, Va'at lahicha. Where are you going? Meaning, you're not dressed appropriately. You're dressed so in an unbecoming way. You've been living in dire poverty. You can't go out to him that way. Amrulay, she said to him, yeah, you got the place? Amrulay, she said to him, Yoidea tzadik nefesh behemtai. A righteous person knows the soul of his animal. Meaning, he'll understand. He knows my predicament. Asa le'ischazuyele. She went to be seen. Kamadchin la rabbanan. The rabbis were pushing her. Amar lohen, Rabbi Kiva said, no, hanichala, let her be. Shali v'shalchem shalahu. My Torah, your Torah, belongs to her. My Torah and your Torah belongs to her. Okay. Now, Shama Kabasavua. Kabasavua heard. What happened? What does that mean? He heard that a Talmid Chacham came. So, and he felt bad about the neder that he made his daughter live in poverty. Asav Ichal Nedra, he came. And he wanted to permit his neder. V'ishtari, v'ishtari. V'ishtari, v'ishtari. He was permitted and he was freed, or he was freed and he was permitted. Now, we don't have any more information, but we know from other places that he gave him half of his assets. So, says the Gemara, Min shis mili itar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva got rich from six places. Min kava savua, from his father-in-law kava savua. Min ayola disfinta, from a ayol, from a gazelle of a boat. What does that mean? Dechol svinta avdin le min eina. Because every single boat had, they made for it, like a min eina, like a replica of an ayal, of a gazelle. Zimna chada anshuye al kefiyama. Now the reason they made this replica of a gazelle, it was considered a good omen, because gazelles run very fast, and if they had this gazelle replica on their boat, it would be a siman that they would move fast. Okay? But Zimna chada anshuye al kefiyama, one time the sailors forgot it on the shore. Asahu Ashkechei, Rabbi Kiva went, and he found it. And it sounds like he was able to keep it, or they gave it to him. How else did he become rich? He also became rich, Umin Gavza. He became rich from a treasure chest. Dezimna chada yov arba zuzei l'sapunai. He once gave some money for sailors. Amalui said, I silmidam. Bring me something, you know, get me some merchandise. The only thing they found was a treasure chest on the seashore. Asiule, and they gave Rabbi Kiva the chest, and they didn't think anything was in it really. Amrule, they said to him, Avid Marana Ale, go take this, go use this. Ishtakach damemali dinare, and it turned out it was full of coins. The Zimna Chada. Now, how is the chest full of coins? Dizimna chada tava svinta, one time a boat drowned, dimin dis rukisa, that belonged to merchants. Vekule iska hava machasahu gavza, they put all their earnings in this chest. Vishtakach bu zimna, and was found, dimin dis gurisa, and it was found at that time. Another way he became wealthy is min matronisa, from a Roman woman. We'll have to see what that story is. Another way he became wealthy is umin ishta shel Turnus Rufus, from the wife of Turnus Rufus, umin ketir bar shalom, and from ketir bar shalom. Those ways of wealth we'll have to study next time. I think the schedule is going to be, we'll do that Matzoy Yom Tov Wednesday night, okay? But let's see the run on this page. Okay, you got it? The first run. Dali Tzifta. No, we did that. Min Mazia, he would, the second line in the run, he would pick up straw, Min Mazia, from his hair, from her hair. He would pick straw from her hair. Romino l'chayushlaim d'adava, I would give you a Jerusalem of gold. Tachshit shalzav, an ornament of gold, shushlaim mitzirba, that yushlaim is engraved in. V'hachi avedla, and he made this for her. K'de isa v'perk b'ma isha. Like the Gemara in Shabbos talks about. Did you ever learn Mishnayos Shabbos and it talks about the yushlaim shalzav? What? Shlomo learned about it in Mishnayos. Okay, good. Asa Elio idami lehu kanosha kedei lanachim oisam, to console them harasam sheishanim yoisamayim deloi damilach. So this Rasha said he's not on your level. Sheino damilach mi mishpacha chashuva kamoischa, because like we know Rabbi Akiva ben Gerim, Ve'at leheicha. Where are you going? The Rasha said. Shalhayu la begadim ruyim. Yodea tzak nefesh behemtoi. Yodea huzeh. He knows this. Shenitz ta'arti b'shvilai. That I was distressed because of him. Shali v'shalachem shalah. Who? Tairasi v'tairaschem b'shvilai. It's because of her. Shenitna li etza. She's the one who gave me the advice. L'mezal l'beirav. You know, it's interesting. The Ran doesn't say that, you know, she... I guess it's not just she gave him the Eitza. She also let him stay there for 24 years. But, like, the focus is on the Eitza itself. Ayala disvinta. B'chol svinu hay oisin demus ayal. On every boat, they made an image of a heart. May eitz out of wood. Lenachesh as a divination or a simon. Shete asina kala balichas as a simon that the boat would move fast. Ka'ayo. Vayimamalan oisai dinare zav. And they would fill it with dinarim of gold. Umin guza. From a chest. Teva hoasuya latsnia basoicha. A chest that's made to hide in it. Mamayin hasfina kidarminan. Be goza derachmana. Lashan oitzar. Umin matronisa. Hamachas hutzruchu Rabbi Kiva v'tamidav mois. One time Rabbi Kiva and his students needed money. So what did they do? Halchu etzel machonisa. They went to a certain noble woman. Amrolai, she said to him, Rabbi Kiva, hareini melaba ischa. I'm going to lend you the money. V'tia ata loive, you'll be the borrower. V'hakadosh baruch hu v'yam arevim medavar. And God and the sea will be the guarantors. Kava lo zman liparan. He set a time he was going to pay. When the time came, Rabbi Kiva wasn't able to pay, so she went to the seashore. Amra, she said, Ribbono shel Olam, galoy v'yadua lefanecha, it is revealed and known, Rabbi Kiva choila, Rabbi Kiva is ill, v'loy haya b'yadei lipara chobe, he's not able to pay up the debt. Ra, re'ei she'atar arev b'davar, you see to it that you're the arev. Miad nishtatis bitoy shel kezar, miraculously, the daughter of the Caesar became insane. Vinatla argas male avanim. She took a chest full of precious stones. Toivos. Vidinari zahav. Vizarcha l'toichayam. She threw it into the sea. Vahayam. Hevi asai b'makam shahoisa oisamachinusa yushavas asvasayam. And the sea sent it to the place where this maidservant, noblewoman, was sitting by the seashore. So she got paid up. Miyan Nutla Oisarga, she took the chest, Vahokhala, and she went with it. Liyamim shortly after, Nisrapi Rabbi Kiva was healed. Ubalay Eitzel Himachunisa, he came back to the noblewoman. Uma Oisabiyada, and he came ready to pay. Lapirain Khoivai. Amrlay, she said, no, Khazarti Itzel Arev. I already collected from the guarantor. Vahu para kalachev, he already paid the whole debt. The Helacha. And I'm giving money to you. I'm giving you what the yam paid in excess of the debt. V'hu para kol achayv v'heilecha mashat nasan li yoser me'oisay mamoin. From that extra money shechziro loy that she returned to him nisasha Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva became wealthy from that extra money that she returned to him. Rabbi Akiva became wealthy. Okay, so that's Daf Nun. We'll see the other two ways that Rabbi Akiva became wealthy next time. And hopefully we'll do that Wednesday night. Okay? Shkoyach, everyone. Aget Yom Tif. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
Yeah.
Then Hazai.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.